Now the KSL in-depth. The Utah Attorney General has to release his work calendar to the public. That's what a state judge decided today after KSL-TV went to court against the Utah Attorney General's office over their open records request. Joining me live, KSL-TV investigative producer Annie Knox. Annie, thanks for coming on. Can you walk us through the judge's decision?
Hi, Jeff. Yes. So the judge essentially said, this is a public record. You have to release it to KSL. It's clearly not just for personal use. Not only do several staffers in the AG's office use this calendar, but it also contains his work appointments in addition to some personal engagements that he keeps track of on there.
So why is it important that a news organization need to have the work calendar of the Attorney General?
This is the most basic record of what he's up to on a daily basis. You know, he can post whatever he wants on Facebook, Instagram, send out news releases, but those are just snapshots. This is a more complete picture of what he's up to.
And so what happened after the judge's ruling? Did Sean Reyes just walk over and say, okay, well, here's my calendar. Thank you, Your Honor. Or does this work differently than that?
We so wish that's what happened, but he has a little bit more time than that. The attorney who argued our case will get to submit an order, and 2 weeks after that is the deadline for the AG's office to respond to our request and give us the record.
Can he again go to court and file an appeal? Because this case, I ask because this case has been going on for what, a year now?
Over a year. We first filed our request in November 2022. But yes, he says he will appeal, or at least his office said so in a statement today that they're planning to do that.
Are you going to do a story about what's on his calendar should you eventually receive it?
I think there's a lot of public interest, especially knowing that his office has fought this hard to not release it. I think people want to know, and we'll be glad to let them know when we can.
Okay, thanks so much for joining us and explaining. KSL-TV investigative producer Annie Knox.